There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. So it's official. Oh, yeah. Hillary Clinton is heading for Iowa. Anybody going to vote for Hillary Clinton? Do you like the approach? Less than 2 minutes, she made an announcement. She jumped in a van. She's calling the Scooby Mobile after Scooby-Doo, the cartoon, and just simply going the old-fashioned way around the country and stopping whenever they feel like it and talking to everyday people. There are some campaign stops and groups that she's going to talk to, but nothing at all in the way of a giant crowd and a long speech where she paints the picture of what she'll do as president, set up the agenda, the strategy, any of that. None of that. So on a weekend of surprises, Game of Thrones is back with massive, crazy, cruel, and unusual plot twists. You know, more than 18 million people watched last year, almost in every single scenario you can imagine, every single episode. So they have a very cruel death that happens in this first one out of the box. I'm not going to tell you about it if you're a Game of Thrones fan. But the drama continued with Hillary Clinton and her very, you know, non-glitzy announcement. Just cheeseball-y music, and it looked like a campaign commercial, and that's it. Jumped in the Scooby van, Secret Service in tow, and off she goes. You also had a weekend where 21-year-old Jordan Spieth wins the Masters. He talked about winning it as a kid. His whole family was there. It was pretty touching. And wire to wire he went. Four-shot edge. He finishes in total 18 under. Ties a record set by Tiger Woods, shatters a bunch of others. It was pretty cool, I have to admit. To me, that was the exciting thing over the weekend. I was on a plane coming back from New York, and check it out, it was Virgin Air. And Virgin Air has televisions on every single seat, no matter where you sit. I think if you sit on top of the tail, they have a television. So in coach, wherever, everybody gets a tube, and you can watch television, and you can listen to music and whatever else they have on there, you know, Richard Branson, buy a ticket to the moon. And I could watch the Masters, so I was able to watch it. And I thought, wow, this is pretty good stuff, but I forgot I'm on a plane. And as much as I talk about the nutty things that happen when people travel and passengers wrestling people to the ground because somebody gets out of control or they say something, and you know, when you have headphones on and you don't realize how loud you are, when Justin hit an incredible shot, I just went, wow! You know, I screamed it out. I was like, wow, come on! And I think a man four aisles back was in shock, stood up to see what was going on. It's just the Masters, I'm sorry. Because I think everybody else was watching music videos. I don't know. I don't know what they were watching. But to me, that was the excitement over the weekend. So Hillary Clinton downplayed the whole thing. Okay, when is she announcing? What's going to happen? Blah, 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 blah. It's been like Hillary Clinton watch ad nauseum. When's that announcement going to happen? Is she, barring a setback, is she going to run? I mean, we have absolutely looked at this from every single possible angle you could. We've talked to tons of people about Hillary Clinton. So she's just officially in. That's the word. Hillary Clinton is in. Boom, bada bing. Will there be a Bush now in the race? I think you're just, this is every week, this is what it's going to be. There's going to be other people announcing. But the strategists, the people, the campaign managers watching what everybody else is doing, and it doesn't matter, Republicans or Democrats, they're watching. What are they doing? How are they, what are they doing that's different? What are they trying to do to get the word out? So she really threw some people a curveball. Nothing traditional about doing it this way. A commercial, that's what it looked like, saying that she was running for president. barely really describing that, and then boom, off in the Scooby Mobile, stopping in Pennsylvania to get gas and talking to some people, traveling through Ohio and Indiana and Illinois on the way to Iowa. So it's official. In the polls, listen, Hillary Clinton still leads. I double-checked 6 polls today. You name a poll, and she's in the lead. Unless you're strictly looking only at Republicans, but you put Hillary in the mix with the Republicans, and she is beating them, doubling the points in some cases. So there still is momentum for Hillary Clinton, but will it last? Hey, coming up in this hour of ATN, we go to the mailbag. An avalanche of mail rolled in this past week, so we'll jump to the mail. Plus, you know, it's all about numbers. Another version of We Can Count. And then we'll mix in some odds and ends. Because believe it or not, besides Clinton, besides Jordan Spieth winning the Masters, there were a few other things that happened. Things. What are those mysterious things that happened? I can tell you one thing that happened. I guess it is related to the Masters, but I was surprised about. I know that some of you can relate to this. Have you ever popped something out? Like your finger had to be rearranged, or something had to be rearranged, and you could just pop it back in. Oh, I can't tell you the countless people I've been with who have popped things into place. I can tell you I have never done that in my life. Tiger Woods was playing in the Masters, and he had a shot that was off into the very, after the rough, the very beginning parts of what would be, not out of bounds, but what would be, you know, little rough terrain, I'll call it that. So what he did was, he swung the club and winced and dropped the club, and the wrist, something happened with his wrist. And when he, later in the day, when he was being interviewed by Bill McAtee from CBS, he said that a joint popped out of place in the ninth and he put it back. What? And I thought, this has got to be a story. I mean, he injures himself, drops the club, winces in pain, and he pops it back in. Only you guys can pop things back in. And this is like the whole thing. He's had a lot of injuries in the last couple of years. So he's won 14 majors, blah, blah, blah. But it's been a very long time. The last major, talking about time flying by, 2008, the U.S. Open. So he's coming up to the turning 40, and I guess, you know, that's what happens if you have enough surgeries. He knew how to just pop his wrist back in. Wow. And he said it was, he just kept going. He just kept playing. So he had a 73, a 69, a 68, and a 73, but pretty wild that he was able to compete. Especially since he hurt himself. But I already mentioned this. The story is Jordan Spieth, 18 under, finishes 2 under on the day, wins the tournament with a 4-stroke edge. Phil Mickelson, Justin Rose, the closest. They tied for second. How about that? Woo! We're hitting the mailbag next. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Two, three, ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Thanks for listening to America Tonight and hanging with us, folks. In fact, we're going to hit the mailbag next, but you still can chime in here. Hillary Clinton, Scooby-Doo Mobile, I can't make this stuff up, a cheese ball-y announcement, I'm shocked. If I were, I will say this, if I were her campaign manager, are you kidding me? Okay, simplicity, don't want to have a big thing, don't want to have 10,000 people, already did that, blah, blah, blah. Don't want to have to go through that whole rigmarole, because why? I've already spewed it out. I've said it again. I still would do it, though. I would advise doing it. I would say you still have to have the setup. You still have to outline some broad strokes, specific things maybe. Do the broad strokes and specifics, and then boom, you're done. You announce. That's it. And then you get in the Scooby-Mobile. I would not have skipped that. I wouldn't have skipped that step, honestly. Because that's what is so. What she said in 2008, and things she said in interviews, and she was a Secretary of State before. So I'm confused. So what about the issues and where we are now, not back then? What about the immigration problem? What's going to happen with health care? What's going to happen? Speaking of health care, Social Security. People are scared to death about that. What about foreign relations? What about with what's going on with Iran, with the June deadline looming and Congress not thrilled about it, and a contentious, big, fat, juicy issue there? And there are a slew of other things. So what happened in 2008 and conversation in between is different than where we are now. All right, let's go to Jack down under. Hello, Jack.
Hello. Hello, Kate. How are you? And it's sad that Matt's leaving after all these years. But I think I know why Hillary Clinton's going out the way she is, especially with the Scooby-mobile. It's so that she has a great catch line for her concession speech. You know, she'll get up there and it'll be, you know, I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those pesky Republicans.
No, I don't think it was that. I think that the whole thing is that she wants to be like the everyday person because people can't relate. So now the thing is, hey, listen, I watched cartoons. I know Scooby-Doo. I'm cool. I'm groovy. I can totally hang with all of you. I think that's the idea, but you can't teach authenticity. You either have it with people or you don't.
You watch Scooby-Doo a little closer. It's always the evil rich person that's the bad guy.
But she's saying she's one of the people in the van.
Oh, yeah, maybe cast her as Shaggy.
Shaggy? Oh, that's hilarious. She's Shaggy.
And look, there's two words that Hillary can use to get Bill out on the campaign trail. Free interns.
You're awful. Free interns. I think purposely they'll just strategically place him here and there. He's not going to be out there the whole time. I don't see that. I think they're going to try to put a little distance, but not too much. They're going to have to just figure the right amount of space. It's crazy.
Is there a right amount of space?
I don't know. The whole thing is, in a way, it's crazy because, seriously, let's just pretend for a second she were to win. Then he goes back into the White House as the first man. And what does he do? What's his initiative? Is it planting flowers? I mean, I don't know. What is he going to, what would be his thing? Exercise more? I'm not sure.
No, I have no idea.
He'd read books? I don't know. I am not sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a strange thing. And I hope was it Jason Spieth who won the Masters? I hope back at the 19th hole, after getting his green jacket, he wasn't taking dating advice from Tiger Woods.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anyone goes there now. He's like, whatever. Yeah, date at your own risk. That's how it is. In fact, it's funny you brought that up because in all seriousness, he dates Lindsey Vonn, who's one of our winningest all-time American skiers. And, of course, she's beautiful. But she's this incredible athlete. And I think what is the attraction there other than I guess they're in this rarefied air of being an elite athlete. As my husband would say, Jack, I can think of 500 million reasons why that might be attractive to somebody. Because of the money.
Well, they say money and power are two of the strongest aphrodisiacs on the planet.
Yep. Yeah, and think about that. I mean, the yacht, this yacht looks like it's practically a Carnival Cruise Line that he has. So, I mean, I don't want to trash Lindsey Vonn that way because I've actually met her and I liked her and she's a tremendous athlete. But, who knows? It's nuts. But here he was back on tour and in contention. And I think he felt pretty good about it, but he says he's going to go away again and he feels good about the things he worked on. And we'll see if he comes back. And it used to be that he was going to break all of Jack Nicklaus's records and he was going to win over 18 tournaments. He's majors. He's stuck at 14. Thanks, Jack. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been missing you for a while, but in everybody's life, a little rain must fall.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a fuel pump go out my truck, so all last week I was on my back trying to get that replaced. And isn't that weird nowadays? Everybody's riding around with a primer cap in their fuel tanks.
No kidding.
Like a stick of dynamite. That's where I've been, so I know you kind of missed me last week.
Of course we missed you.
And I missed out on a lot of stuff. Now, that treaty, I tell you one thing, if I would have called in, I would have said, well, is the Atola's head going to be served up on a silver platter along with 100 of his disciples and advisors and closest comrades? because he is the leader of the whole mess over there and has been with the, you know, the Ayatollah.
Yeah.
He's the Kapila of the Muslim religion. And for people that don't know what a Kapila is, that's like the Pope is to the Catholic religion.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the younger generation that wasn't around or just born in the 80s don't understand that he's been saying death to America for a long time.
Yeah.
And Obama, I heard, too, just today, which was outrageous, or yesterday, that he wanted the media just to shut up and go away. He was telling the news media, you know, be quiet about this. This is a good deal. Go away.
Go away. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I don't want to talk to you. Go find Hillary in the Scooby-Mobile and chase that story.
Well, if he can't stand the heat, he needs to get out of the kitchen, don't you think, Kate?
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
Because he's signing a deal that could very well be the death of everybody, not
yeah.
just America. And isn't there an organization of all the nuclear powers that they formed together? Just like NATO, all the Western allies? And how
mm-hmm.
about Western Europe? How's Western Europe feel about it? I ain't heard anything from France or Britain or Germany about, you know, really, really where they've come out, because a medium-range missile reached them, and they're
yeah.
easy to build.
Yeah.
This is a mess. It's kind of why I didn't, you know, I was glad to sit there and listen to you while I was underneath the car fixing it, because you wouldn't have liked my language.
That's right, because you were dealing with something else that was even more frustrating, so I understand.
Well, I got it all put together, and when I put it up, I noticed a small leak.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I tell you, it was just like one disaster, right? But I think that's mostly because I was listening, and, you know, to the radio, and I was just, you know, I really didn't want to talk. All last week was miserable, and I'm kind of worried about first thing 5 o'clock tomorrow Eastern time.
5 o'clock tomorrow Eastern time.
Ding,
yes.
Ding, ding. From what all I've heard with New York Stock Exchange.
Oh. Yeah. Take some of that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I heard rumors. That's why I'm not going there, and I think a lot of your listeners have heard the same thing.
Yeah.
But I don't like, you know, being the one that's going to be accused of spreading fire in a theater either.
That's right. You don't want to be the one to yell that out and scare everyone off at the stock exchange for sure. All right, Grim, we hope everything's okay with the auto. Thanks for the phone call. And you heard what he had to say. He thinks, the of course, the thing with Iran is just a bad deal all the way around. Not everybody thinks so. Some people think that this is the way to really keep them closer and to find out what's really going on. 855-266-5283.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, don't be afraid to throw in your 2 cents, your dime, your quarter, your nickel, whatever you have, on Hillary Clinton and what's happening in the race to the White House in 2016. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. By the time it gets here, we're just going to be sick of it, I think. This is just so early. But it's going to get worse. It's going to be an avalanche of even more people declaring, because you have to, frankly, at this point. I'll say this, as far as the way the Clinton campaign announced, I think it's thumbs down. I don't understand. And maybe there, and obviously there must be a method to the madness. Why do it this way? And the answer is, okay, get on the road. See who you bump into. Be the everyday person. I'm here for you. I've done it all. This is what I want to do. And I'm just going to be hanging out with the regular folks. And I think it is focusing on empathy. That's what it is. Let's make, this is her. She is an everyday American. She grew up outside of Chicago. She's an everyday, warmer, funnier person. And you just don't know Hillary Clinton. So we're going to let you see the real Hillary Clinton. We're going to peel back the onion. And we're going to let you see her. You know, it's interesting because as she turns the corner and kicks off her second run for the White House this way, You have Jeb Bush, who freely is admitting, hey, beating Hillary is not going to be easy. While many of you call up and say, there's no way she's going to win, I'm not looking at this through rose-colored glasses. I'm just looking at what I'm seeing in the polling numbers and the conversations. And I understand what you're totally saying, how polarizing she is and people are furious with her. I just had this with the most liberal reporter I know, too, by the way. Liberal, completely. Doesn't want anything to do with Republicans. Can't stand Hillary Clinton. Can't stand Hillary Clinton. Says it's a disaster for the Democrats. And says that the opposite, that this is handing the Republicans the election. He's a big newspaper reporter. And he swears there's just no way Hillary Clinton's going to win. Well, Jeb Bush is not saying that. The former governor admitted in an email to his supporters that it won't be easy to beat Hillary Clinton and urge them to help him. He said, I'm going to be straightforward with you. It's not going to be easy. He wrote, Hillary plans to raise $1.7 billion, not just a billion, $1.7 to win the White House, and she's already has 135,000 donors at the ready. So he's packing it up, in other words. He's trying to get people to get involved. His video is called Better. And in the videos that he put out, he's got a couple of different topics. The basic idea is that nationally and internationally, things could get a whole lot better. A whole lot better. But he hasn't even made the official announcement yet. You have Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, both in it. Marco Rubio is supposed to announce on Monday. So Jeb better get in the race officially if that's the deal. So I was reading something somebody wrote on one of the websites. You know how you have the chats that go all the way down the website? And this person said, Jeb, if you truly love this country and the Conservative Party, please support another candidate with all your zeal, enthusiasm, and money. Do not run. Do not run. Bush and a Clinton running against each other. Who wins that race? I've heard more people said that they, as I have said before, that they would not vote for Jeb Bush no matter what. So if Jeb Bush is the guy, they're not going to vote. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Wendy in Ottumwa, Iowa. Hi, Kate. I love it when you shout out to our hometown. It really is a cool place. You have to come visit sometime. Hillary Clinton in the game is pretty interesting, I have to say. I have mixed feelings about Hillary Clinton, but I wonder what the Republican response is going to be. Do you think the Republicans will come up with a woman to be at least the VP candidate or not? It's always a possibility, but I'm thinking not. Because of who the people are that are in the race now. Let's just say it's not Jeb, and let's just say it's Scott Walker or somebody else. Then I think he could go with one of the other people that are out there trying to get the nomination. And I think that's what happens. I don't know that they're going to feel this pressure that they have to have a female candidate somewhere, that they have to have, okay, then we have to have a VP that's a female. I don't think so. How about this one from Jake? Listens to us in Austin, sends us a ton of emails. He says, Kate, two things, if you allow me. Jordan Spieth, oh yeah, brother, high five. Pretty incredible stuff. I know you were watching. I was too. My friends went wild. Second thing, Hillary Clinton thumbs down. Oh, if she runs this country, I think I've got to move someplace else, and I love Austin, Texas. But I might have to move across the border. I think she would be a complete disaster as president. How presidential is she? Especially if she's now pandering to try to get people to fake like her and then vote for her. Well, the shocking way of the announcement and, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how people get to know me as I'm making the second bid. I'm going to hang out. Well, we'll see. I mean, can she pull it off? It has to be authentic. I mean, no matter who's running, whatever, because you've got handlers, and they're gonna mess with anybody that's in a campaign somewhat. But if you lose the authenticity, if there is no authenticity, I don't know how you win then. I'm gonna give people credit for being a lot smarter, meaning the average Joe that Hillary Clinton and the rest of the candidates are trying to reach, they can see through phoniness. So if that's not her bag, if she's uncomfortable doing what they have her doing, it's not going to come off right. And I don't know. You know, I know people that have worked with Clinton. I know people that have dealt with Clinton, and it's kind of a mixed question mark hanging around. Some really like her, and some really were iffy. So how about taking the bid for the White House on the road? Whew. Mitt Romney, by the way, wasted no time in saying Hillary Clinton is a creature of Washington. She is all about Washington. So you don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. He says he's disappointed in Senator Harry Reid and happy to see him leaving the Senate. He threw that in, too. And he said that Hillary Clinton is not what you think. Because he was asked about that, of course. He was asked about the Sunday announcement. And he said she's a creature of Washington who doesn't offer any new blood. She's been there a long time. And she commented about not driving a car in 18 years. And it's been because she's been driven by the Secret Service and other security. So he is right about that. And so that doesn't really endear yourself to the average person. Darn, you haven't driven in 18 years, so you're getting in the Scooby-Mobile. But the reason is because you're in that rarefied space where you have to have Secret Service around you at all times, and they're doing the driving and the chauffeuring, too. Ugh. That doesn't make you think that the person's an everyday person. I don't know. The debates are going to be interesting, but is there going to be anyone to bait or debate Hillary Clinton? Are there going to be any opponents to do that? I'm not so certain. I'm not so certain that it's going to look that way. Crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about it. You know, believe it or not, we do have some other things that happened in the world. And I want to throw in a couple of those. The Clinton thing absolutely is one of the biggest that has come down the pike. But a follow-up to what happened with this Iran bill, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker is trying to bring more Democrats over to support his bill that would require any congressional oversight on an Iran deal while keeping Republicans happy. So, yeah, he's in the middle of the seesaw trying to juggle this, trying to figure out how to handle it. What does he do, in other words? What does he do? Besides that conversation, besides the Hillary Clinton thing, besides Jordan Spieth, besides a few other things like the Iran bill, there were other things that made news, too, as well, including this shocker, a Disney race car attraction. Every once in a while you hear these stories, and I think of taking my nephew to amusement parks, and thank goodness nothing like this has happened, but cops are saying that a Lamborghini that was part of an exotic car, Walt Disney World racing attraction, crashed into a guardrail, killing a passenger and injuring the driver. What they do at this ride is they let race car fans be drivers or passengers in luxurious cars like Lamborghinis, Porsches, or Ferraris. The passenger was a 36-year-old man from Davenport, and they say the Lamborghini crashed when the driver lost control, and that was it. And the Disney people are not responding because now they got to figure this out. You've got one dead and another one injured. And I know what they're referring to, and it's very popular. So that might be shut down, I would think, for at least a couple of days. At least. You know, maybe even more. As Hillary Clinton, by the way, makes this race in the Scooby-Mobile, sadly, because this is sad, no matter what your politics are, you think of Gabby Giffords getting a shot. And she was somebody who owned a gun. She was somebody who would go shooting. But she's not going to run, and that makes sense. She's not going to run for Congress because officially her seat would be up in 2016. boy, and it seems so long ago that that happened. It was January 8th, 2011, when she was fired at a grocery store meet and greet with her constituents. Remember that? Six people died in that shooting, a federal judge, a nine-year-old girl. Sad, sad, sad. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Definitely spinning around numbers these days, isn't it? I believe it. Yeah. If you don't know math now, you're really stuck because it's all about math. And if not math, science. But we're not doing science in this segment. It is all about the numbers and do they add up or do they not add up. That is the key thing. Here's where we start. We start with the Secretary of State, John Kerry, telling Capitol Hill critics of the Iran nuclear deal to, ready for this, hold their fire. Just stop it until the final agreement. Is he in politics or what? Doesn't he know that's how it works? When is the final agreement due? Well, that would be the end of June. So the administration has been reaching the April 1st deal that was pushed by the Senate not to vote on legislation that would require congressionally approved high signs to ease the sanctions on Iran. Tehran curtailing its uranium enrichment program is at the heart of all of this. The Prez says he's going to veto any kind of legislation if passed. So Kerry said that he would be the one to do whatever he had to do. In other words, he would be the one who would do the briefing on Monday and Tuesday of the senators. But he would brief the House members on Monday and the senators on Tuesday. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is going to take up this whole legislation thing on the same day. And Kerry was part of the Sunday swirl, which is what I affectionately call it. It's when everybody gets on the tube and does their talking, politically speaking, for the most part. He says that the administration should be free to negotiate without interference until the June 30th deadline for the final agreement. The Senate bill by committee chair Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee and Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey, so one Democrat, one Republican, would give, yes, Congress a 60-day review and a say on any deal. As it's written, the Prez could lift or ease any sanctions that were imposed on Iran through presidential action. But Congress, they want to stake their claim, could block the president from providing Iran with any relief from congressional sanctions. All right, so you know what this is. Let me cut through the BS. It's a tug of war. It's a power grab. And how do you think we end up in this situation? And I'll tell you what, it's vitally important because, listen, Iran, what they're worried about is any kind of an uprising with any of the people in Iran. And the more that they're strangled by sanctions, the more that unrest continues and there's that possibility. So they want to protect their territory. That's a big part of this. I mean, come on, that's a big part of what this is. So what is the right way to go? The right way is let's see what this deadline holds and let's let Congress be able to have a chance to see it, to be involved in it, because then we don't get into this contest of back and forth, this arm wrestling over the Iran situation, which is so vital. I mean, this is, you know, you can't kiss this one off in either direction. So we'll see. That date looms large because it'll be here before you know it. How about this? Mexican police, and this is a big number, arrested a gang member in the case of 43 missing students. Ooh, sad story. 43 missing students. I've read a bunch of stories on that. So he's suspected to be involved. Miguel Angel Bahina, linked to what happened back in 2014. 43 students gone. Dozens of people have been arrested, by the way. Cops, public officials, in connection with what happened September 26th. They opened fire on students. Six people died, 25 others wounded, and 43 detained by the cops and handed over to members of a drug cartel. Wow. Awful. Can you imagine what those moments were like? Whew. That's why Mexico, just all over Mexico, because of the whole drug cartel thing and how it's massively bubbled up, there's been a real push to get tourists to come back to all these various places in Mexico. Because even if it's not in that part of Mexico, people are reading these stories and they're saying, yeah, maybe there's someplace else we can go instead. This is interesting. I came across this story about ISIS destroying this Iraqi city. And, you know, this is what happens. If there's been a couple of days where we haven't heard anything about ISIS, they are sure to do more than set off firebombs. So the Islamic State militants bulldozed, apparently hammered, and blew up parts of an ancient Iraqi city of Nimrud, destroyed a site that went back to the 13th century BC, and then showed it online. It's near Mosul. and it certainly attracts a lot of people. But archaeologists are horrified by this. Are you kidding? 13th century B.C.? An old site? I mean, you know, the U.N. Secretary, Ban Ki-moon, is saying that this is a war crime. And then the video they released over the weekend showed them these militants using sledgehammers. That's why I said the hammering thing. Jackhammer saws taking down these pictures of kings and deities and others. A bulldozer knocking down the walls. And they filled barrels with explosives and destroyed the separate areas of the site. Massive explosions. Wow. Oh. And think about this. This is now just another piece of history that they've trashed. There was a UNESCO World Heritage Site that also has been destroyed by ISIS. And this is, I mean, I said the day, this is incredibly, incredibly old. You know what they found in Nimrud? Well, you're never going to go there. Four tombs of royal women. They had 613 pieces of gold jewelry, stones unearthed. And they survived the looting of the Iraqi National Museum after we invaded in 2003. And they were kept in a vault by Saddam Hussein's government. So now look what happens. It's all lost, gone. And what's the reason for that? They say it's honoring false gods and it doesn't do anything for Allah. Oh. History. The history book is being blown to bits. I care more about the human lives, but you combine that with also that. Ridiculous. The Pentagon says it's going to protest what it calls an unsafe and unprofessional intercept of a U.S. plane. It was a reconnaissance plane. Last week, there's obviously tension between Moscow and NATO, because that's where all this back-and-forth volleying actually comes from. So they say they're going to do whatever they can, because this American reconnaissance plane, I mean, you know, that was, it was basically ripped out. So the Pentagon said over the weekend, in fact, on Sunday, that the U.S. was filing a complaint to Russia. This happened back on April 7th. They deny that their pilot did anything wrong. But according to the Pentagon, the U.S. RC-135U plane was flying in international airspace north of Portland. A Russian Su-27 fighter intercepted the U.S. plane at a high rate of speed from the rear, then did two more passes, unsafe and unprofessional maneuvers in close proximity. The Wall Street Journal, in fact, said that the Russian fighter may have come as close as 20 feet to the U.S. plane. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's looking eyeball to eyeball. Wow. On that note, make it count, everybody.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.